Today we're joined with Justin LaBrache, country artist. He has come here to the Calgary station. So Justin, okay, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So Justin, you know, there's been a lot of things coming up, but if you can just give me a little bit of background, what got you started in country music?
I just got started. I've always been in some sort of music lesson or around music, come from a musical family. So it was everywhere, always around it, always playing around with something, and picked up a guitar, started playing, led to writing. Then when I started writing, led to, you know, playing for some friends and family, and just kind of kept snowballing from there to, I have just released my fourth album last year and played, you know, a few hundred shows over the years, and get to tour and do this full time for a living, which is crazy.
Now, I know right before we got started in the interview, you were saying that you're engaged currently, and you're going to be getting married at the end of September.
Yeah.
So just because everybody always really likes to know about this, especially with artists, you know, did you get a DJ or a band?
Live band, absolutely. Nothing against DJs, but nothing for me can beat live music.
Well, you've been performing. Is there a favorite song you like to perform live?
Yeah, it would probably be one of mine called "We Ran Out." It was my very first top 100 charting song, almost 5 or 6 years ago now, which is crazy to think about. It's still my most requested song, most popular song, most streamed song. It's got over 250,000 streams on Spotify. So every time we start playing it, it always gets a good reaction because people recognize it. And I always get the, oh my God, that's that guy. I know this song. And it's a song people love singing along to. So it's always, you know, as an artist, having a crowd sing your song when you're playing live is, there's nothing that can come close to matching that.
Do you normally stop when people start singing your song? You're like, oh my God, I can breathe now?
No, I just love the reaction. And it's, you know, whether people recognize it or not, they usually get into it. And there's always enough people that recognize it that they'll start bugging their friends. They'll teach them the words, and they'll be singing along by the end of the song.
You just released your new album.
Yeah.
And one of your new songs that just came out on it. Can you tell me a little bit of the background behind the album?
Yeah. So this album's called The Neon Palm Tree. The whole goal behind it was to create an album and a collection of songs that just represented myself and my co-producer musically and our musical tastes and songs that we like, and completely ignoring any musical trends, any industry influence, anything like that. Not that I was heavy into that, but it was always in the back of your mind, you know, writing, producing, recording. It has to sound a certain way. It has to be marketable, whatever that is. And I kind of said, forget it. I'm just going to make music. People seem to have responded really well to it. This was also the first full project that I produced myself with my co-producer. He's my longtime bandmate and friend, Carter Kent. And we recorded most of it in my home studio. So it was a fun project to finally put everything that I've been learning over the last, you know, 10 plus years into practice.
Is there a favorite song that you have from this new album?
Actually, the new single, Running Away, is probably one of my favorite songs because it actually started as a ballad. My co-writers had written most of the song. They wrote it as a ballad, and they felt like something was missing. So I was in a session one day with them, and I said, hey, would you mind just looking at this one song, like, it feels like it's almost there, but something's bugging me. I looked at it and I thought, the lyrics say like kind of honky-tonk sort of two-step and heartbreak song, but like you're not feeling too bad about the heartbreak. So I just kind of switched the vibe and maybe moved a few words around, and it just completely transformed the song. And it's a really popular song when we play live. It's a two-step, and it's just a fun tune.
Will this be the song you dance to at your wedding?
No, definitely not the vibe that I'll probably want to portray. It's a bit of a breakup song, but who knows? Maybe the band will play a joke on me and play one of my songs. Who knows?
You never know. A lot of artists, everybody has that person you hope to perform with in some way, even if it's somebody in the past or somebody who's currently out there. Is there an artist you would have love to share the stage with?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I just got to see him perform live for the first time ever in June. We took a road trip down to Minneapolis to catch him. Is Hunter Hayes. Someone that a lot of people seem to have kind of forgotten about up here because he doesn't release to radio anymore, but he still does put out some music. He's just dug into just making music and not worrying about anything. He's independent now, not on a label anymore, which, you know, I can relate to. And I've always been a big fan of him. He's super talented and amazing vocalist and multi-instrumentalist. So if I was able to play a show with him, I'd be absolutely thrilled.
You're currently on tour.
Yeah.
So your tour's gonna wrap up right around the time you're gonna get married?
Pretty close, yeah. It'll be a couple weeks before. I tried to leave a bit of a gap so that we can get ready, and I was sort of instructed to leave a little bit of time pre-wedding.
Okay, instructed by who?
By my future wife. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing, a little bit of clarity there. So, with that being said, it's always a great opportunity to go to a live performance to engage with the artists. But outside of a live performance, how can people engage with you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on, all the main social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And thankfully, I'm not a news outlet, so my pages haven't been blocked yet. Yeah, if you want to follow me on any of those, there's always updates from the road, from music, from the farm. We have a little orphan pig that we're bottle feeding right now, so you get some fun videos of him. There's always something fun going on there.
Is the pig going to become a sheep herder?
I never thought about that. We don't have sheep, but, we could get some sheep. That would be fun. Remake Babe.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Awesome. Well, Justin, I see you brought your guitar, and if you don't mind, can you play us your song, Running Away?
Absolutely. Tired of all the stories you come up with. I'm telling you over and over, I'm done with. It's high time I told you something. I'm not walking away, girl, I'm running. I'm running away. Yesterday, don't blame me, but I ain't coming back. There ain't nothing you can say. We're long dead and gone away. I'm not walking, baby, I'm running away. All this time you're thinking you're top shelf, but I gotta tell you, you're too high on yourself. The simple truth is all your lies are crushing. I'm not walking away, girl, I'm running. I'm running away. We're done like yesterday. Don't blame me, but I ain't coming back. I'm not walking, baby, I'm running away. I'm not walking, girl, I'm running.
Thank you for coming in today, and we wish you all the best on your upcoming show, and as well, congratulations on getting married.
Thank you very much.